KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
It's time for our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Hey, Steve.
Always look forward to our time and sharpen my number two pencil and get ready to take notes. There's always relevant content, and we appreciate that. And much of it actually is covered on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com, a free resource to anyone surfing the web, wants to find some of that financial insight. Again, the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. And Brian, today we take another look. We've done this in the past, but I'm glad we're revisiting it because, you know, here comes the end of the school year, and it may not be on the front of everyone's mind, but 529 plans and really strategies for best using them.
Yeah, and 529s keep coming up in our conversations just because the rules keep changing, honestly, and keep changing in good ways that make 529 plans a more flexible tool than what we may have thought of them, you know, 3, 5, 10 years ago. And for those who aren't familiar, just the basics, a 529 plan is a savings account that has special tax incentives. Specifically, if you are a New Mexico resident and you save in the New Mexico 529 plan, then you receive a state income tax for your contributions to that plan. So if I put up $1,000 away for education savings through a 529, that will reduce my state income by $1,000 and save me a little bit of tax. And then those dollars can grow without taxation, so you're not paying capital gains and dividends along the way. And then as long as you use that money for education, qualified education expenses, they call it, you can take the money out tax-free. So sort of three tax benefits, you know, a state tax deduction on the way in, no state or federal tax as the money grows, and then you can also then take money out tax-free at the end. So a pretty special tool if you have a goal of saving for education costs.
Okay, and you mentioned the word qualify. What does qualify?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Traditionally, what was a qualified education expense was higher education expenses. So thinking of college tuition, room and board, fees, books, even some transportation costs in certain cases, you know, getting a laptop that was necessary for education. That's what most people thought of with a 529. What changed is as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was the Trump tax cuts back in 2017, part of that bill was it opened up 529 plans for K through 12 private school tuition. Now, you may not have heard of that because New Mexico did not approve that for our state until last year. So it's still pretty new to New Mexico, even though it was part of a bill, you know, 7 years ago. And so what that means now is that you can put money in a 529 plan and then withdraw it without tax or penalty, and use it to help support K through 12 education up to $10,000 per year. So if you have a student who's going to private school, you might consider putting money in a 529 plan, in the New Mexico plan, receiving the state income tax deduction, and then you can take the money out even if it's in the same year to pay for that kid's tuition. So it's like getting 5 or 6% off your tuition by enjoying that tax credit. So it's a nice, fairly new strategy. And the reason I think it's relevant to pick it up now is, you know, we're getting to the end of this school year. And for folks who might want to pay a full year's private school tuition, usually that bill comes due for next year around June or July. So it might be something to consider as you fund the next year's tuition.
Now I'm going to pull from something you've said in the past, Brian, as we talk about the 529 plans. Although you and other financial advisors and others that we may reach out to ask about 529 plans, it's a relatively simple process. You've said that most people can just take care of themselves.
Right, and the reason that's important is there's two types of 529s in New Mexico. There's a self-directed one, and then there's one that is sold by advisors that includes some extra fees to pay the advisor. So if you want to work with somebody else, that's great. There's many advisors around the state that can help you purchase a 529 plan or invest in a 529 plan, or you can go and do it yourself. And there's good guidance on how to invest it and There's a lot of automated investments that make it very simple to sort of set it and forget it to an extent, where the investment will automatically become more conservative as your young person, your student gets closer to college age. So they've really done a good job, not only at the legislative level, making 529s more flexible, but at the investment level, they've made it very turnkey and easy to contribute.
Okay. And Brian, for those listening, we've talked about this again in the past. Many people may assume we're talking to parents, but there's others who can take part in this.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thanks so much for bringing that up. Absolutely. And we do see some grandparents might help with funding tuition for their grandchildren. So this is a way that they can enjoy some tax benefits while helping with K through 12 tuition. But absolutely, grandparents can fund 529s just like parents can. In fact, it's actually beneficial for the grandparent to be the manager of the 529 because that then does not count as an asset when the student goes to apply for financial aid. Some people might be familiar with the FAFSA form, F-A-F-S-A. That is a form that you have to fill out as you go to college, and it basically states your income and assets that might be available to help cover the cost of college. So that 529, if it's managed by a grandparent, does not count against the child in terms of being an asset for school. So not only can grandparents do it, they should do it. And that's maybe the best way to do a 529 is to have the grandparents on board.
Okay. And, you know, I'm that guy that always, well, how much can I get away with? So I'm going to ask the question, is it limited to parents and grandparents?
No, it's not. And the grandparents definitely have some special benefit there, but anyone can contribute. And what we often see, Steve, is if you open a 529, let's say I open a 529 for my two sons, I can then let my parents know and my wife's parents know, hey, we've got a 529. So if you want to stop buying them Legos that I'm going to step on, you know, in the hallway, maybe you can put money in their 529 when you want to give them a gift. And so once you open a 529, other people can contribute to that account. They don't have to open their own. So creating a tool like this is great, and then sharing it with others. And we find that a lot of family members would prefer to invest in the kids' education rather than just buy more stuff.
Okay. And I'm going to reach a little farther. Can Uncle Steve open a 529 for his niece or nephew?
He can. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you're wanting to do it, chances are you should just go for it. But I love the insight again about grandparents and really the best benefit and the best way to make it happen. Brian, at the beginning of this, I called attention to the insights tab at johnmoore.com, a free resource available to anyone who's surfing the web. As they surf and maybe land there, what might they find?
Yeah, we have a lot of great content. If you go to that, there's a search tab and you can search 529 and go deeper into what we've talked about today. Some great resources there. And then we have some of our most recent posts about sort of the extreme fear that's happening in the market right now as we go deeper into a political year. So some good encouragement and some good concepts there. And then coming up next month, we're going to have a special webinar we'll post on the principles around being wise with money as a couple. How do you communicate about money as a couple? So that'll be a great resource for those who might be interested.
Very good. Well, you've been listening to our Friday Financial Update with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. JohnMoore.com is the website we mentioned where you'll find that insights tab. And Brian will look forward to another update next Friday.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great weekend. And thanks again for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.